Okay, we're on Zion Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yisai. Zion Amar Aleph. Let's go. Zog the Hilag Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shakarish Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that Akarish Baruch Hu davens? Shenemar V'havi Yossim El Har Kochi V'simachtim B'veis Tefilosi. Okay, so Akarish Baruch Hu says they bring them to my holy mountain, and they rejoice with them in my house of prayer, based Tefilosi. So you see the Kadosh Baruch Hu davens, he calls it based tefilasi. My matzli, well, if he davens, what does he say? What is it that he's davening? Omarav Zutra Bar Tuvio Omarav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvio says in the name of Rav, Yiratzon Milifnei Milifonai, Yiratzon Milifonai. May it be my will, Sheyich Vishu, Rachamai Eskasi, right? That my Rachamim should defeat my Kas. V'igolu rachamoy al midosai, and my mercy should roll over my midos, right? Literally, you know, overcome my midos. V'esnahig imbonai b'midas rachamim, and I should act with my children with mercy. V'ekones lehem lifnim mishura sadin, and I should act lifnim mishura sadin, even if they deserve something that's maybe not as good, but I should act with them lifnim mishura sadin. Okay? Zog de Gemara Vayter, Tanya. Now this is a famous Gemara, Chevra, Tanya, right? It's a song. Alvin Fried made a song out of it. You know the song Tanya? Tanya. Well, we'll play it later. Tanya, Rav Yishmael ben Elisha. Pamachas nichnasti, thank you. Lahachtir kitores lifnai v'lifnim. One time, Rav Yishmael ben Elisha, who was the Kohen Gadol, said that he once went in lifnai v'lifnim to the Kodesh Kadoshim to be makter kitores. V'ro'isi akas rikel ka'ashem tzivakos, which is a kinoi for the name of Hashem. He says, I saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shu Yoshev al Kisei Ram Venisa, he's sitting on a great and holy throne. V'yomar li Yishmael b'ni Barcheni. And he asked me, Yishmael, bless me. Amarti lo. So I said to him, Yirotzim l'fanecha sheich b'shu rachamecha es kascha v'yigolu rachamecha amidosecha v'sisnahig imbanecha b'midas harachamim v'sikonet l'm lifnim yishur asadim. Like the same tefillah that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that is that's the bracha or the tefillah that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha offered as well. And Akash Baruch Hu like nodded, you know, that he was masking. He agreed to my tefillah that it was a good tefillah. V'komash malon, what does this story teach us? Shalote birkas hediot kala ve'enecha, that the concept of a person who's a hediot, a regular simple person, blessing someone who's greater than them, don't take that lightly. Just like Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, was Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too we can bless people even though they're much greater than us. How do you know that you should not appease a person while he's still angry? A person gets angry, you can't calm him down right away. But if you say, what happens if you say to an angry guy, calm down, right? Okay, it's not good. Okay, that's what the Gemara means. Dichsiv. Pona yelechu v'anichosilach. Okay, the pasuk says after the chet ha'egel, pona yelechu v'anichosilach. Zok the Gemara, what does that mean? Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, hamtin liat sheyavru ponim shel zam v'aniach lecha. Right? Wait till my anger subsides, and then I'll leave you. Okay. So you see this concept. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't actually get angry the way we do, but you see the concept Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us that you should not try to appease a person while he's angry. Is it true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? And for the Gemara in, yes, he does. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, V'kel zoim b'chol yom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry every day, so to speak. Okay? That's the Pasuk in, what is that Pasuk? Pasuk in Tehillim. V'kama zamo, so how much time is he angry every day? Rega, he's angry for one moment. V'kama rega, how much is this moment? Echad mechameshes ribo, ushmones alofim, ushmona meos, ushmonim, ushmona b'sha'a. Okay, so it's one, let's see, chameshes ribo is 50,000, 58,888. So one portion of 58,888 in a minute, in an hour, I'm sorry, that's the amount of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Almost 1/16 of a second. You guys did the math last time?
I think Shalom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's... Okay, so it's almost once... It's a very short period of time, obviously. The Zui Rega, and that is the amount of time of a Rega. The Ein Kol Ber Yechol Lechavin Osa Shah Chutz mi Bilam HaRasha. Nobody could really pinpoint that moment except for Bilam HaRasha was able to. Techsiv Bey, as the pasuk says, by Bilam HaRasha, V'yodeya das elyon, that Bilam knew the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara asks, Hash the das behemto lo have a yada, das elyon have a yada. Bilam couldn't even figure out his own donkey. Right, his donkey was smashing him into the side. Bilam couldn't figure it out. How could Bilam possibly figure out the das elyon? So what does that mean? But it doesn't mean he actually understood God's ways. It means he was able to be mechave in that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. And that's what the Navi Micha meant when he said to Klal Yisrael, Ami zecharna mayatz balak melech moav v'gomer. Right, that my nation, you should remember what Balak Melech Moav wanted to do, what he advised. He tried to get Bilam to curse you at that exact moment. My lemandas tzidkos Hashem. That's the end of that pasuk, right? So what does it mean that so that you should know the righteousness of Hashem? Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Lahem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Du'u kamat tzedakos hasisi machem. You should know that I did a tremendous tzedakah for you because I didn't get angry when Bilam HaRasha tried to curse you. Because had I gotten angry and Bilam HaRasha cursed you, then that's it. You would have all been destroyed. Right? The entire Klal Yisrael. That's what, here it says, it uses Soneim Shal Yisrael to refer to Klal Yisrael. But the entire Klal Yisrael would, Rachmana Litzlan, have been destroyed. That's what Bilam meant when he said to Balak, Ma'ekov lo kabo el, uma ezem lo za'am Hashem. Right? How can I, what curse can I offer that Hashem's not cursing? How can I get angry if Hashem's not getting angry? Milamich kolosan hayamim lo za'am. So you see from there that because Baruch wasn't getting angry during that time. Right? All those days he wasn't getting angry. Bekama zamo rega, so we just said how much is the anger, he only angers for a moment. Bekama rega, amar abavin vitim rabbi avina, rega kimemre. So he disagrees. He says, no, rega is the amount of time that it says to say the word rega. Rega, right? So that amount of time, whatever that is, so that's the amount of time that a rega is. Umanolan de rega rasa, how do we know that he gets angry for a rega? Shenemar, ki rega beapo chayim bertzono, that he gets angry for a rega, and and his life he wills life. Vibay sima mehacha, some say from the following pasuk, chavi, pasuk in Yeshayahu. Just want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. Chavi kimat rega ad yaavor zam. Right? So basically you should wait almost a rega until the zam passes. So you see that the anger lasts for a rega. Ve'emas rasach. So when is it? During what time of day does the Kodesh Baruch Hu get angry? Amar Abaye, Bahanach tlas shoei kamaisa. During the first 3 hours of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. By the way, that's also why there are certain things that we're not supposed to do during the first 3 hours of the day, right? Because of Hashem's possible anger during that time. Okay, but the first 3 hours of the day, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. What's a simon for this? Ki chiyurta karbalta de tarnagola v'koy achad kara. So the Gemara says that when the crown, when the red crown of a chicken turns whitish and he stands on one foot, that is a sign that the moment of anger has come. That's a sign that the moment of anger has come. Right? The Mefarshim say it's not that the chickens know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, but just in the Teva, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does as a simon that he gets angry. So Frek de Gemara, kol shayta v'shayta nami koi hachi, right? Meaning that this happens all the time. Right? You look at the whole day, chickens are standing on one leg, and very often their crowns turn white. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says no. Throughout the rest of the day, when it happens, you can still see some like reddish lines in their crown. But at that time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, there's no red whatsoever in the crown. It turns completely white. There was a certain tzaduki that lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shimon Levi. He used to bother him a lot with different psukim, right? They would argue about the meaning of different psukim. So one day Rabbi Shimon Levi had enough. He took a chicken and he stuck it between the legs of his bed, and he stared at it. Savar, because he thought to himself, Kimata hi shaita altiye. As soon as that time comes, I see that the chicken gets on one leg and his crown turns white. I'm going to curse this tzaduki, and that'll be the end of him.
Kimat Aishaita Naim. The only problem was that he dozed off and he missed the time. He missed the moment when it happened. So when he woke up, Amar, he said, "Oh, I missed it." Shmamina Lav Orach Ara Lemevar Hachi. So you see that it's not from the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made me doze off at this time. You see that it's not really what you're supposed to do. You know, a person's not supposed to try to calculate exactly when Hashem gets angry to curse someone that it should take effect. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'racham aval kol ma'asav." Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on every human being, and even a person who's like a tzeduki who's bothering Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on him as well. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, "Gam onosh latzadik lo tov." It's not good for a tzadik to be punishing people. That's not what we're supposed to do in life. Tzadikim aren't supposed to go around punishing people, even if they can. Tano mishmei derabbi Meir zakti gemara vayter. It was taught in the name of Rabbi Meir. B'shoshech hamazorachas v'chomachi mizrach umarav manichim kisrei b'roshayim u'mishtachavim lechama. So at the time that the sun shines and all of the Goyisha kings from the west to the east put their crowns on and start bowing down to the sun, miyad kohes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at that time. Zogti gemara vayta, v'yomer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yossi, tova mardus achas belibo shel adam yoser mikama malkios. That mardus here refers to hachna, refers to humility or submission. That if a person is humble in his heart, that's better than many punishments that the person gets. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Hosea, viritfa es me'ahaveha v'gomer. Okay, so it's chase away those that love him. V'yamra elcha ve'ashuva el ishi harisha. Okay, and then it says that I'm going to go back to my original husband. Why? Ki tov li oz me'ata, because now he's better than. Now he's better. Before, then it was better than now. So going back refers to doing tshuva, and this concept of viritfa es me'aveh is an idea that you're machnia yourself. So you see that when you're machnia yourself, that's a better cause for doing tshuva than getting punished. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Yosem Yimei Malkios. It's better than 100. It's not just better than Kama Malkios. It's better than 100 Malkios. It's better than other people punishing you. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Tachas Geara B'Mevin Me'akos Ksil Me'a. That an understanding person who rebukes himself, Geara is like he scolds himself. He rebukes himself. That's more powerful than 100 fools punishing him and hitting him. A person gains the most when they come to their own hakara. They come to their own recognition that what they're doing is wrong. Zakti Gemara Vayta v'Amir Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Shlosha Devarim Bikesh Moshe Milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasan Lo. Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu three things and they were granted. Bikesh HaTishra Shechina Al Yisrael V'Nasan Lo. So one thing he asked was that Hashem should be Mashre Shechina on Klal Yisrael, and he was granted that request. And Amar, as the Pasuk says, Halo B'lech Techa Imanu. Please walk with us, meaning your Shechina should be with us. Bikesh Shalo Tishra Shechina Al Ovdei Kochavim. He also requested that Hashem Shechina should not rest with the Ovdei Kochavim v'Nasan Lo, and it was granted. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'niflinu ani ve'amcha," right? That we, I, and your nation should be separate and apart from everyone else. Bikish laodio deracham shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Nasan Lo. He also asked to understand the ways of Hashem, and that was also granted to him. Shneimar, Odi eini na es derachecha. He asked Hashem, "Please teach me your ways." Amar the fun of Ribono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Mipnei Mayish." I'm sorry. Amar the fun of. He said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I apologize. Amar the fun of. Moshe said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribono Shel Olam, Mipnei Mayish Tzadik V'Tovlo, V'Yesh Tzadik V'Ralo, Yesh Rosha V'Tovlo, V'Yesh Rosha V'Ralo." Right, famous philosophical question already posed by Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem. Right, why is it that you have some tzadikim and they're being punished, and some rishayim and they're being rewarded? What's going on here? Omar lo, so Moshe responded, so Hashem responded, Moshe, I'm sorry, Omar lo, did I read this wrong?
No.
Omar the fun of, so Omar lo Moshe. No, so he's answering, no?
That's the answer.
So Moshe's answering. One second. So I got confused here.
I think we missed
Yesh Rosha V'Tovlo. Huh? All right, one more time. Amar lefanav, ribono shalolam, in the image of yishadik v'tovlo v'yishadik v'ralo, yishrasha v'tovlo v'yishrasha v'ralo, amar lo Moshe, so Hashem said, Moshe, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik min tzadik. When you have a tzadik and it's good for him, he's a tzadik min tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo is a tzadik min Russia. Russia v'tovlo is a Russia min tzadik, and Russia v'ralo is a Russia min Russia. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this. Amar mar, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik min tzadik, tzadik v'ralo, tzadik min Russia. Ini, frek t'imar, is that true? Well, see, doesn't the pasuk say, Pokein Avon, we have one passage that says Pokein Avon Pokein Avon Avos Albanim. That's one passage which seems to indicate that the sons are being punished for the sins of the fathers. Uksivu banim lo yumsu alavos. But then it says that the children are not killed, they're not punished for the sins of the fathers. Viraminon krayadade. So we ask a contradiction between these two psukim. Umishaninan, and we answer lo kash. There's no stira. Ha kishaochs in maisei avosayim biyideim. One is when they continue in the evil ways of their parents, then they're punished. And the other is when they do not continue in the evil ways of their parents. So then, this seems to be a problem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemed to say that a Rasha is that a tzaddik is punished if his father was a Rasha, right? So how do you work that out? Elohachi Kamali. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him: Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik gomor. A tzaddik v'tovlo is a tzaddik gomor. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'eno gomor. He's a tzaddik, but he's not a complete tzaddik. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha she'eno gomor. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha gomor. Okay, good. Upliga de Rabbi Meir. And this is in disagreement with Rabbi Meir, meaning the idea that all three requests were granted to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is a machlokas with Rabbi Meir. Okay? Upliga de Rabbi Meir. Dabar Rabbi Meir, Shtayim nasnu lo, v'achas lo nasnu lo. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only granted him two requests, not the third. Shenaymar v'chanosi es asher achon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that I will have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. Afa b'she'eno hagun, meaning even if he's not fit for it. V'richamti es asher arachim, and I'll have mercy, compassion, on whoever I desire to have compassion on, even if he's not worth it, right? Even if the person doesn't merit it. So basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to give you understanding into my ways as to why I do that. So I sometimes do it, and I'm not going to explain it to you. But Yomer lo suchali roses panai. Okay, and he said that you can't see my face. That you can't see my face. So that was part of the response to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tana. Mishmei de Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha. Okay, so we learn from in the name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha. Kach omer leHakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. Kisheratzisi lo ratzisa. When I wanted to show you my face at the snare, you did not want to see it. Moshe covered his face. Achshav shata rotze. Now that you want to see my face, you want to understand me, and he rotze, but I don't want right now. Okay? So that's what that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's response, that he doesn't want to show Moshe his face, meaning he doesn't want him to understand his ways. Okay, now the Gemara says that disagrees. That disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Why? Amar Rabbi Yonasan. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Bischar shalosh zachal shalosh. Moshe was rewarded for three different things. Bischar vayaster Moshe panav zachal klaster panim. Because Moshe hid his face from Hashem at the snare, he was zocher to have a shining countenance. So right away you see that this is in disagreement with what we just said, because here we're saying that Moshe was rewarded for covering his face, not punished for covering his face. Bischar ki yare zocher levayiru migeshes elav. In the merit of Moshe having yirah shemayim, Klal Yisrael also had a certain awe and yirah of Moshe. Bischar mehabit. Zachalis usmunas Hashem yabit. Okay, and bischar that he did not look at Hashem, so he was rewarded that he got to see a picture of what Hashem looked like. Okay, so the pasuk continues. Vasirosi es kapi v'ra'isa zachorai. Hashem says, I'm going to remove my hand, and you'll be able to see my back, but not my front. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chassid, the Melamed Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. We see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. It's a lot of, all these Agaritas, there's a lot of Mefarshim explain these things. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kol Dibor V'Dibor Shiyazah B'Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeTova. Any word that comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, so to speak, for good, Afilu Al Tanai, even if he makes a condition, it's conditional, it's not 100%. Nevertheless, lo chazabo, he never went back on it. Minolan, how do we know that? Mi Moshe, Rabbeinu, from Moshe. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Heref mi meni ve'ashmidei, Hashem says, leave me alone, I'm going to destroy them. Ve'esa oscha l'goy otzim, and I'm going to make you into a great nation. Af agav debo Moshe rachamei alod de milsa, even though Moshe davened on this regarding this matter, ubatla, and therefore he was zocha that the decree should be batel. Afilu achi ukma bizari. Nevertheless, the bracha of esa oscha l'goyotzum that was niskayim in his descendants. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in the divrei hayomim, bnei Moshe gershom ve'eliezer va'yu bnei Eliezer rechavya harosh v'gomer. So Moshe's sons were Gershom and Eliezer. Eliezer's son was Rechavya. Bnei Rechavya, Rabu Lamala. And Rechavya's children were many. He had many, many children. V'tani Rav Yosef, Lamala Mishishim Riba. The descendants, obviously not his own children, but his descendants of Rechavya amounted to over 600,000 people, which was more than the number of Jews at that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Moshe. Asya, Revia, Revia. So we make Xerah Shabbat to understand this from the word Ravu, from Revia, Revia. Ksiva, Ravu Lamala. So here it says in the Pasuk of Rechavya and Divrei Yamim, Ravu Lamala. Ksiva, and it says over there, Uvnei Yisrael, Paru Vayishritzu Vayirbu. And it says over there that Vayirbu, that they had more than, that they had many, 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 and we learned that to mean 600,000. So you see here that it means that his descendants numbered over 600,000. Stop here.